Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 7 and Jesus is there in Jerusalem. And there are kind of like three groups of people. There are some that are amazed at his teaching and his miracles, and they're trying to decide, is this the Messiah? And then there are those that want to kill him because they sense, could this be the Messiah or a pretender that's going to mess up all of our purposes and our agenda? And then there are those who say, well, man, look at all the miracles. This ought to be Jesus. Let's go ahead and make him king. But Jesus thwarts all of them because he doesn't live on their timetable and their purposes, but the timetable of the Father and his purpose to save his people from their sins. Well, because the people are kind of taunting the Sanhedrin in general and the Pharisees in particular, because they know these religious leaders want to kill Jesus. And they say, well, wonder why they haven't killed him. Well, have they come to believe he's the Messiah? Or are they just fearful? Well, that kind of moves the Pharisees back into action again. It's in John chapter 7 and it's in verse 32. Let's read God's word here. What does God say to us in his word? The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, that is about Jesus, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officials to arrest him. And Jesus then said, I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come. The Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, you will seek me and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come? Jesus, as he is saying that, you and I know clearly in the fullness of the scripture and the fullness of the redeeming work of Jesus exactly what he's saying. Remember, there are three groups of people, those who oppose him, those who are wondering and curious and hadn't made up their minds seemingly, and then those who say, well, maybe this is the Messiah. Look at his signs and wonders and miracles, and look at the power of his teaching. And so they tend to be saying, well, yes, maybe this is the Messiah. Well, it is those that the Pharisees want to stop. So they see this increasing number of people who are being drawn to believe in Jesus as the Messiah. So they want to stop it as rapidly as possible. So they decide, let's arrest him and let's get him killed. The Pharisees, they're going to get the job done and deliver it over to the Sanhedrin. So as they send out people to arrest him, Jesus makes a public announcement. Yes, there is going to come a time that he's going to die. And he's going to go to a grave, he's going to be resurrected, and he's going to ascend back to the Father. That's what he is meaning when he wraps all that up with one simple statement, you will seek me and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come. In other words, there's going to come a time that you're going to try to find me and you can't find me because I'm not here anymore. I have descended, but there is coming a day I will ascend. And where I am, you can't find me, you can't come to be with me, unless one thing. And that is you come to Jesus and surrender to him. So he is telling those who are rejecting him, you will not find me. And where I am, you can't come to me because I am returning to the one who sent me. I have descended. One day victorious, I will ascend. And unless you surrender to me, not only you can't find me, you can't be with me. But now, folks, listen, when he says this, of course, they're wondering, is he talking about going away to Europe or somewhere like that to teach? No, what he is speaking of is his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. And no man can come to the Father, the one to whom he returns. No man can come to the Father unless you believe in Jesus, unless the Father draws you to Jesus. So I pray that God the Father and his Holy Spirit has drawn you to put your trust in Jesus Christ. And if he has, and if you put your trust in Jesus, here's what Jesus says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to me unless the Father draws him, that's for sure. But he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't come to the Father but through Jesus. But you come to Jesus, it's assured. You'll be with the Father because you'll be with Jesus. He loses not one of those whom he descended to save at the cross, to the grave, and now ascended back to the Father victorious. You'll join him there one day if you put your trust in him on this day. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto my bed.
For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.